This first portion of our show is brought to you by POEM. POEM, the Professional Organization of English Majors.
Hello, you have reached the Fraud Protection Hotline. Please state your last name first and the last four digits of your Visa card.
Oh boy, another robot.
I am a real person. I just talk like this.
Oh, name is Weiler. Last four digits are 3489, and I got a fraud alert on that Visa card, and I want to check, okay?
Of course.
All right.
Can you confirm recurring purchases of latte at Java Hut for $2.79
yes,
each time?
Yes, right, that was me.
And do you eat regularly at Bonnie's Cafe, the scramble special with bacon and hash
yes,
browns?
I do, yes.
Really?
Yeah. What? Excuse me?
Never mind.
Huh?
You bought a book on weight loss this month.
I know. I did.
And other books, poetry, essays. You bought the Iliad.
I did. Yes, you're right.
You already have the Iliad.
You know that? Huh?
Why the new Iliad?
I like this translation better. That's all.
So do I.
Oh. So you have books too.
A room without books is a room without a soul.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, on February 26th, a transaction at Al's Wines and Liquors for $8.79.
Yes, right.
And what was that for?
What, you need to know what that was for?
Yes, I do.
Well, why?
Mr. Weiler,
yes.
I am trying to be of service.
I realize that. Okay. It was for a bottle of Pinot Noir, that's all.
$8.79?
Yes, it was marked down, okay?
And how would you describe this wine?
It was smoky and mystifying. It had splashes of floral splashes of marigolds and dark chocolate dew and a long finish of moonlight and a young woman with a long braid about halfway down her back.
That was me.
That was you?
Me.
Really?
One more thing.
Yes, what?
This purchase for $457 at Earl's Tattoo Palace is fraud. Am
yes,
I correct?
No, I have no tattoos at all.
Oh, so. Good. I was hoping.
Oh, okay.
We'll go ahead and put a hold on your account.
Okay.
And you know what? I will personally bring you a new card.
You're an English major, aren't you?
How did you guess?
I don't know. Just your grammar, just impeccable. It's really... And your word choice is so elegant.
I will be there in 20 minutes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wait a minute. But how will I know you?
You will know.
You're right, I will.
By the way she can verbalize and cross her T's and dot the I's, I would wager she's an E.